This is the question for William Wilson, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-W-I-L-S-O-N, William Wilson, who is being seen for a follow-up visit on 9/6/2022. The patient is date of birth 4/27/1976. Date of accident 5/19/2022. The patient has a ongoing seizure pain in the left shoulder and left side of the neck to the tune of 10, with the difficulty in lifting his left shoulder beyond 80 degrees. Pain in the middle back and lower back is 9, and the pain is shooting down across to both the sacral iliac joint. Patient reports that he has got no improvement. In fact, the pain is worsening, and it remains at 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient reports that he requires more medication than what is being given to him. Although he has not shown up for his injection treatment for a while, and we informed him that we are not able to write him unlimited pain medication. He has been provided injection to his shoulders for rotator cuff injury and trigger points 2 times, but he has not been here for cervical epidural and lumbar epidural in last 2 months. And his appointment is being made for this week to provide him some further relief. And he's been made aware of our office policy to not write 120 tablets of Narcos 10 milligrams, provide addiction and also any other untoward side effects. The ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The general activity, mood, walking ability, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And the neurology and psych patient reports in system review. Ongoing headaches, the difficulty sleeping, weakness, poor work performance. He denies any vision disturbance, double vision, ringing ear, painting, blackouts, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, loss of memory. He further denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motions, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, and shoulder pain. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems are reported. It denies any incontinence of the urine and bowel, and no stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, there are no major changes in the pain level, and they have been reported to be worsening. And he reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Narcos. Substance abuse none is reported, and compliance history, patient is fully compliant. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 166 over 106. Pulse is 81. Pulse ox is 100. Test of the physical examination from the template from previous visit, which is dated 8/15/2022, dictation number 0816-004. Please copy and paste the entire visit along with entire physical examination along with the diagnosis. The plan of care is different. I have provided the following medication. Patient will continue on Mobic 7.5, Xanaflex 4 milligrams twice a day, Gabapentin 600 milligrams twice a day, Effex 20 milligrams, and Ambien 5 milligrams at night. Along with this, patient will continue on Narco 10 milligrams once a day. PRN 15 tablets have been provided. He will be seen in 15 days, and he will be provided LESI in next in few days' time. He's being scheduled for that. Thank you.